In this video, we will focus on friendship, mentoring, and practical help. A support network is not only about crisis, it is also about ordinary life. A mother may need someone to talk to after a hard school meeting. She may need another adult to celebrate her child's birthday. She may need advice about work, budgeting, parenting, or church life. She may need someone to remind her that she is still a God-designed woman, not only a provider and problem solver. Friendship matters. A wise friend does not need to have the same story to be helpful. She needs compassion, steadiness, truthfulness, and respect. Good friendship allows you to laugh, cry, pray, think, and rest without always explaining yourself. A good friend will not use your vulnerability as gossip. She will not make your pain about herself. She will not push you faster than wisdom allows. Mentoring can also be a gift. A mentor may be an older Christian woman, a trusted mother, a pastor's wife, a ministry leader, a mature single woman, a married couple, or another steady believer. A mentor is not there to control your life. A mentor helps you see more clearly, pray more honestly, and choose one faithful step. Practical help is also spiritual. A ride to church can be ministry. A meal can be ministry. Childcare support can be ministry. Help filling out a form, finding a resource, or organizing a weekly rhythm can be an act of Christian love. Receiving practical help may feel humbling, but it does not remove your honor. Jesus himself received help and hospitality during his earthly ministry. The early church shared meals, resources, prayer, and care. God often provides through people. As you build your support network, think in categories. Who can pray with me? Who can help practically? Who can encourage my children? Who can tell me the truth with love? Who understands safety and boundaries? Who can help me connect to church life? Who should not have access to private information? This last question matters. Building support does not mean giving everyone access. You can choose trusted people slowly. You can protect your children. You can receive help while still walking with self-respect and wise boundaries. This week's worksheet will help you create a support network and church belonging map. The goal is not to build a perfect community overnight. The goal is to take one faithful step out of isolation and toward wise support. Your reflection question is this: what kind of friendship, mentoring, or practical help would strengthen me and my children right now? Your gentle next step is to ask one trustworthy person for one specific form of support this week.